brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, welcome, and thank you for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 20th day of July, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have Steve Watson joining us from London to break down a lot of important world news and give us his perspective. Predominantly, we're going to be talking about this incredible report that broke yesterday. This is not new news to our audience, but it's new news to the world. A hidden world growing beyond control, top secret America. 854,000 plus private corporate executives in every town and city who are at the same level as FBI and NSA, the highest security clearances in the country. I've looked at past numbers. There were maybe 5,000 people in the government a decade ago that had a clearance this high, and that's in the government. There are more security clearances now in corporate positions than there are in government. This is the Fortune 100 becoming the government. This is a full corporate overthrow of the United States. These corporations are bigger than most nation states' GDP every year. And chief among the NSA fronts is Google. And that's also in the article. Google isn't allowed to go out and illegally grab everybody's wireless data because the government likes them. Google's allowed to do this because Google is the government. People say, well, then why do you fight on Google? Why do you use Google? Because that's where the war is. They're able to predict mob psychology to almost 100% with long-term trends. They're able to predict individual actions with over a 90% accuracy, and that's something they admit. This is an NSA tracking system, but they need more data. So they set it up to control the Internet, and Google says they want to be the Internet. They're allowed to break the rules when no other corporation is to this level, to consolidate control so they get all the real-time data that's then tied into all the RFID and smart dust being implanted in all the new products to track everything in the real world, not just in cyberspace. And they do that off your cell phone, tracking where you're at in real time. They can dial in and listen to you off what you're surfing on your Internet, off your license plates that are being scanned by the license plate reading cameras and put through the Google NSA grid. Google is the public persona of the National Security Agency, but the National Security Agency is being absorbed itself into the corporate Google. So really, to properly state this, it isn't that the NSA created Google, though they did with DARPA. It's that it was created to absorb everything, to absorb the Internet, to absorb the government, to absorb how you pay your power bills, to absorb the phone companies, to absorb the computer manufacturing, to control everything. Google, for what, 5 years has been selling electrical power. It is meant to take over everything, and of course they're the biggest promoters, along with BP and other criminal organizations, of the global carbon tax. So that's always the government joke, you know, don't be evil. Somebody tells you, oh, don't be evil, and this big powerful organization, you know they're actually planning evil. And they've got all these well-meaning leftists and people that are compartmentalized and don't see the larger picture of what's going on. So just giant developments on that front. Huge BP news, huge financial news, Blagojevich news, Iran news, naked body scanner news, where they admit they're scanning small children, violating child porn laws in the U.S. That's in the St. Petersburg Times. Also, Bohemian Grove news, that's been in full swing for 5 days. A lot of mainstream news on that. It's all coming up today. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you mean I don't support you?
Steve Watson from London joining us in T-minus 52 minutes. Then we have Glenn Spencer from the front lines of the imploding border from American Border Patrol joining us from Arizona. We've had car bombings, mass machine gunning deaths of 17, shootouts on the Arizona and Texas border in the last week. And we talked to Glenn. He says things are getting ready to explode, and he's always been accurate with his trend forecasting in the past. Glenn Spencer, more than 20 years in the fight for U.S. sovereignty. He's got private drones in the air for the last 3 years. Just amazing information. That is all coming up in the last hour today. And, yes, we're also going to open the phones up right now for first-time callers. I want to give first-time callers, people who email me and write me all the time saying they can never get through, this is your chance. We'd love to hear from you on any of the issues we discuss here or any news topics you want to raise. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Let's go ahead and dive straight into a news blitz right now. The feds are saying BP's cap stays on. New leaks are insignificant. This is out of the Associated Press from New Orleans. And they're saying that, yes, there are some other leaks in the area, but they're not associated with this. There's just oil coming up as far as 20 miles away from cracks in the ocean floor, but that's no problem. And they've lied at least three separate times claiming they'd capped the well. So I would love to believe all of this, but Who knows what the real truth is? Time will tell. Oil from BP's blowout well is again seeping into the Gulf of Mexico, but this time more slowly, and scientists aren't convinced the cap that stopped the flow last week is making things worse. The government said Monday that oil was seeping into the Gulf after days of warning that the experimental cap on the well would cause more leaks. That's because down in the drill hole itself, it's shattered. Despite what a first seemed a setback, though, the federal government declared the development insignificant and forged ahead with BP's plan for finally sealing the hole in the ocean floor. But if for 80-plus days it's been blasting up, and if they had fissures down in the drill hole and they didn't successfully frack it, as they call it, then how is capping it going to fix anything if there's already other holes down beneath? So this just sounds like incredible spin. Ever since the cap was used to bottle the oil last week, engineers have been watching underwater cameras and monitoring pressure and seismic readings to see whether the well would hold or spring a new leak, perhaps one that could rupture the seafloor and make the disaster even worse. Small amounts of oil and gas started coming from the cap Sunday, but we do not believe it is consequential at this time, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen said. Also, seepage from the seafloor was detected over the weekend, less than 2 miles away, but Allen said it probably had nothing to do with the well. That doesn't make sense. Oil and gas are known to ooze naturally from fissures in the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, which they do occasionally do. So let's pray they're telling us the truth. The problem is they normally lie. Even when the truth would suit them, they tend to lie. It's just their modus operandi. You know, the old, parable about the scorpion and the frog? And the scorpion comes over to the frog and says, "Will you let me ride on your back across the river?" And the frog says, "No, you're a scorpion. You'll sting me and kill me." And he says, "No, I promise I won't. I want to be friendly. I've changed my ways." And the nice frog says, "Okay, go ahead and climb on my back. I'll take you across." And there swims him across. And then when they get to the other side, the scorpion jumps off, stings the frog. And the frog's laying there in pain, dying. He says, "Why did you sting me? I helped you." And he said, "Well, I'm a scorpion." BP says seepage near well unrelated. So that's a CNBC. They're saying it's unrelated to the main well that's so famous, been leaking for 80-plus days. So I guess if BP says it, it must be true. And, of course, oceanographer John Kessler analyzes methane levels from the oil spill site and says that it is just off the charts, 1 million times higher in some spots than normal concentration that you would find being released by fish and other animals that are decomposing. He went on to say, oh, boy. Continuing here, oil spill threatened by possible tropical system this weekend that could turn into a hurricane, a well-developed tropical wave currently bringing strong winds and rough seas north of Puerto Rico could develop into a tropical system by the weekend, according to AccuWeather.com, hurricane meteorologist. And it goes on, there is a high potential for this tropical wave to evolve into a tropical depression later on this week. Wind shear is currently hindering any tropical storm organization of the system. That's good news. However, this wave moves swiftly west. The shear will diminish over the next few days and could turn into a tropical depression and then a hurricane. Hope that it doesn't happen to hinder the relief effort. And also, British MP to visit U.S. clouded by BP worries. So that is all going on. Let's look at some financial news now. Leading Chinese economists urge governments to dump U.S. treasuries by gold. This is by Steve Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. He links and reports from a Reuters report and some news put out by the Chinese government itself. Fears reemerge that China could resort to nuclear option. We've also seen the Chinese government in the last 2 weeks downgrade the dollar and other European currencies as well, like the euro. Prominent economists in China are calling for the government to ditch vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, or the biggest holders in the world, I would add, favoring a tangible asset such as gold, a move that would have a far-reaching impact on the economy, plus driving up the price of gold. Reuters reports that Yu Yongding, a former academic advisor to the Chinese Central Bank, has appealed to the state representatives to move away from U.S. debt and invest in assets dominated in other currencies, as well as other financial instruments and real goods. Although assets in other currencies and forms are not an ideal replacement for U.S. Treasury bonds, diversification should be a basic principle, you wrote in the Chinese Securities Journal. When demand for U.S. Treasuries is strong, it is a rare opportunity for us to gradually pull back. That way, it will not have a big impact on prices, and China will not suffer too much. So he's saying race for the exits. Key report. Here's one by Kurt Nemo, reporting on that video I shot last week, where I talked about this could be a road warrior-type collapse that's being engineered by design. And if we have a Great Depression level, depression, which it appears is becoming a certainty, not just a possibility. We're definitely in a depression, but the question is how deep will it get, that society could really unravel. And Kurt Nemo has written an excellent article giving a lot of government document, mainstream news, and alternative news data points. I mean, this thing is just filled with hyperlinks. I spent like 45 minutes this morning just going through a story. It was so well written and had so many data points. I learned a lot reading it. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 links backing up everything that Kurt says here and backing up the fact that the vast majority of people that took the Infowars.com poll believe road warrior depression is coming. There were just more than 6,000 people that took the poll. And the vast majority did find that, so you go to the site and look that up for yourself and read over the issues that we're talking about and make the decision for yourself where you think this nation is going. And there's another one here from Nethercorp Press, Economic Meltdown, the Final Phase, another excellent report we've got linked up on the website. Here's a story out of Bloomberg. Housing starts in U.S. decreased to lowest level since October. And, of course, October of last year was the previous low for housing starts here in the nation, with housing prices continuing to drop. Let's now look at what's happening with Blagojevich, the disgraced Illinois governor. It has already come out in the trial, 2 weeks ago, that he was shopping for jobs and that he was doing illegal favors for Rahm Emanuel and Barack Obama. And, of course, that BP for years had paid for the luxury million-dollar apartment for Rahm Emanuel, White House Chief of Staff. It's just all completely illegal. But Blagojevich is going to jail for this, probably. Why aren't they? This is out of CBS Chicago. Blagojevich expected to take witness stand, but his brother must finish up first. Deposed Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is expected to finally step in the witness box at his corruption trial today. Though exactly when will depend partly on how quickly prosecutors finish cross-examining his brother. So now the whole Chicagoland mafia system is on display. Here's a key article out of USA Today, opposing view on the Supreme Court, a big government vision. And it gets into quotes by Elena Kagan and her support for total government, and that she believes that you can quote, disappear any free speech the government doesn't like. But how is that an opposing view on the Supreme Court? I mean, she is the worst ever. I mean, on record, we never had anybody who hadn't been a judge or hadn't been a trial lawyer or hadn't been a constitutional scholar. She's just a Goldman Sachs minion, the former head of Harvard, and is a political hack who's anti-free speech and anti-gun. So she's in. Though polls show that since the science of polling began 100 years ago, she has the lowest support rate for confirmation of anyone ever. And so the government's like, everybody hates her. She's anti-American. She's in. She's in. Wow. She's a globalist like us. Here's another report out of the Arizona newspaper. This is AZ Star, Arizona Star. Approval of Obama drops to 28% in new Arizona poll. It's dropped below 40 in national poll. So he is now in complete and absolute total free fall right now. When we come back, I'm going to get into some Bohemian Grove news in the mainstream media. They have their satanic revelry from the 15th of July to the end of the month for 15 days every year since the 1870s, 1876. I cover it in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And a newspaper in California made a joke about it. It said, no dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove. But first, I want to get to the naked body airport scanners and big developments on that front.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago when our republic was still free. Many of our freedoms have been eroded, destroyed by design, but we're here to restore them.
All those drifter days are past me now.
You've got so much more.
So much more to think about.
Deadlines and commitments.
Deadlines and commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We found ourselves
coming out in the next segment, I'm going to get into the latest Google news, and it's big and affects everybody. This is key intel that's come out and confirmed everything that we were able to analyze just from our organic perspective. But that's coming up. And then, of course, your phone calls. But I wanted to get into this first. This is out of the St. Petersburg Times. Airport body scanners reveal all, but what about when it's your kid? And the story admits that there are health risks. It's now 20 to 50 times, depending on which type of machine. There's two different machines. One is 20 times worse. One is 50-plus times worse. More radiation than they had previously said. Now they admit they are recording your naked body. There have been multiple reports about TSA workers that are forced to go through this, and their bosses every day go, look at your breast. Look at how small your male member is. There's fist fights, there's lawsuits, there's freakouts, because you've got a lot of petty control freaks. You've got a lot of good TSA people. I mean, I've talked to them most of the time now when I fly. Most of the time, they're fans. I mean, I've signed autographs now about half the time I go through TSA. They're like, shh, hey, we're getting a union soon. We know the truth about 9/11. Hey, yeah, my supervisor's a fan too. Will you sign this for my son? This is in Austin. This is in L.A. This is all over the country. So I'm not just here bashing TSA people. A lot of them are veterans and people that don't want to work for the post office. You know, they're kind of that government type. And they want $15-16 an hour instead of $9 an hour in this bad economy they can get at McDonald's. And so they're going through the procedures. And they know it's about an act of submission. Take your shoes off. Answer questions. Let us feel your breast. But there's also a lot of perverts and control freaks. I mean, it's come out a bunch of them have been caught being pedophiles or trying to pick women up or saying, I'm going to bust you for drugs even when they don't have drugs if you don't become my, quote, sex slave. Or they've had quite a few of them go crazy and say, I'm God, and start running around in the airport, one of them taking his clothes off, just going completely insane. Just going completely insane. Same stuff's happening in England and Canada. I mean, you get some petty person. Everybody's worked at a crummy job in high school or college. And I've worked at Walmart. I've worked at an ice cream shop. And you have some weird boss who's been there for 10 years and makes $3 more an hour than you. And they just scream at you and yell at you and just relish the petty power. That's what tyranny does, is it gives all those nobodies who aren't ashamed to dominate people and who enjoy the raw exercise of power an excuse to run your life. And now under this corporate tyranny, the fact that most of the government is now corporate run and that we have a corporate form of governance coming in, I'm going to cover that after the break. Now that this is all being admitted, this is hellish. I mean, in the U.S. and Canada at the last G20s, they allowed private security forces in plain clothes to grab citizens and put bags over their heads and throw them into cars. And then Rob Dew was there at that military base when he got arrested at the G20 for videotaping. And they were, when people would beg to go to the urinal, they had porta potties in the old armory, they would just sit there laughing at people while they went to the bathroom, enjoying humiliating someone, enjoying the power. It's now come up that one of the deputy heads of the housing and urban development, who was also an NAACP chief, said, look, I didn't like this white farmer, and I thought he was uppity and thought he might be racist, so I just didn't help him. It's that same mindset. I mean, if I was a white person and worked in that, and I went to some black person's farm and they acted like they might not like me, I'm too prideful to discriminate against them. I'm too prideful to use power to cheat and dominate people. It's not even pride. It's like a sense of justice. I mean, I'm too good to even do dirty tricks against my enemies. I won't do it. But there's so many people that do. So you got racist whites abusing black people, and now you got a lot of black folks getting in positions of power, and they're openly bragging, hey, I'm gonna oppress me some white people. Well, that turns you into exactly what you claim you've been fighting. How on earth could you act like that? Of course, she's had to step down now. But that's coming up. I'm going to come back and hit these airport body scanners where they make you put your children through it. And the good news is USA Today, others are reporting there's a huge backlash. Air traffic's way down because of this, and they may be forced to back off if we keep putting pressure on them. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
We're getting to you here in just a few minutes, but I wanted to finish up with the airport body scanner story. St. Petersburg Times. We've been beating the drum for several years against the naked body scanners because almost 2 years ago, they started putting them in European airports. Then the head of Homeland Security, Chertoff, ordered several hundred of them right before Bush left office. That's why we knew they were scheduled to start going in December of January, late 2009, early 2010. But they had the underwear bombing and said, oh, my gosh, we just decided to order these. Don't worry. We just decided to put them in. They said that the evening of Christmas Day, hours after the staged bombing, and it later came out it was a staged event. We covered that in my film, Police State 4. The rise of FEMA that the establishment has been busy trying to censor. And we knew it had a high level of radiation and was very damaging very close to a chest x-ray from the studies that have been out many years before, even in mainstream news. We knew that it did record your naked body. That's how the government was showing images of the system for demonstration. Then they started putting them in England and other areas, and they'd have their movie stars go through, and the women would print off their naked body and say, please sign it for me, honey, baby. And that came out in the news. And now they admit, yes, you're not going to be able to opt out. We're going to make everyone do it. They're trying to pass a Senate bill to make it law. And what it really is a biometric scan, 360 of your body, for passive scanners that up to a mile and a half away. And by the way, that was finally in Wired magazine just last week. Will you guys reprint that about the cameras to look through your clothes at a mile and a half away? And these cameras project basically a type of sonar or radar. It's akin to it. And it's really high power to be able to see through your clothes at a mile and a half away. And it just looks right through your clothes and scans. And just like you can have a handprint for biometric access, and it creates a digital calculation off measurements, or off of your face, or off of your retina, or off of your thumbprint. I was reading the Pentagon talking about doing this a decade ago. So that's how I knew this was the rollout, just like I knew they were going to, 15 years ago, have license plate readers everywhere you went tracking you. Or in 96, I read the Telecommunications Act that gave first $6 billion, then total $9 billion, to the phone companies, and it described putting entire NSA offices in all of the phone companies to wire everything through it. So, of course, I got on air 15 years ago and said, I guess 14 years ago in 96, and said, the phone company isn't tapped by the NSA. It is the NSA. They're merging with the corporations, and the corporations are making money off of this. And now, what is the big cover story yesterday? A hidden world growing beyond control, the secret America. Close to 1 million secret spies, all heavily paid, in every position of power and expanding, tracking everything you do with the highest security clearances. And these people are on power trips, and they're given undue trade advantage, and it's the new social class. It isn't about being white in America to be the dominant class. It's about being a government operative or a corporate/government operative with government power. But that's coming up after calls. Steve Watson's coming up. The issue here is we can fight back against this. This is outrageous. This is an act of domination. They also have satellites and blimps that get your heat signature, your heat biometric signature, from the top of your head and your shoulders at close to 100% accuracy. They've got that in place. But first they need it attached to your name and your license. Or they'd have to send more than just Google Street View out to take photos of your house and to scan and to steal all of your digital internet traffic. That's the NSA through Google as their front. So when you go to the airport, they've got your name. It's in the database. They put you in the scanner. Vzz, vzz, it goes around, gets a scan of your body. They've got your number now. They've got a biometric scan of your body. These body scanners are biometric readers. Just like when you go to get a driver's license under the Real ID Act, which is a national ID card. And again, I told you that 14 years ago, my first film 13 years ago, America Destroyed by Design, goes over all of that. From the executive order, when you put your thumb on, it's now in the database. So now the cops can pull you over. And I told you, they start pulling you over, making you thumbprint. It's a federal database / international database. So you're being enrolled in the grid. Here's another one. Terahertz detectors could see through your clothes from a mile away. And the intel I've got is it's actually many more than just a mile. But there it is. So will you submit? Will you let them put your 5-year-old daughter or son or your 10-year-old daughter or son or your wife in there? And the first time I saw this was 12 years ago, a clothing company that sells higher quality clothes to a rich clientele, Prada's. I saw it in the Washington Post in 1998. We made a big deal about this on air at the time. that it was a biometric body scanner that scanned your body for fitting clothes. And then I did more research and found out it was basically a Pentagon front that was basically giving the machines free to companies. In fact, search engine the term body scan, body scanners for fitting clothing, or a new way to fit clothing, body scan. Again, they roll all this out as it's stylish and cool. How do they roll out in Spain, in the United States, and in England, and Japan? How do they roll out chips implanted in your body? You want to go to the Baja Beach Club? You want to go to the VIP champagne room with the girls in bikinis? You want to get three-year pass when it's $50 cover? All you do is do a one-time $100 fee to be implanted with a chip, and all the girls have got the chip. And it's so much fun. They found some article, but that's not the one I remember. Is that talking about body scan technology? Yes, it says body scan technology will help apparel firms improve the fit of their mass-produced clothing by providing valuable measurement data on consumer. I'm trying to read it from 10 feet away. Population. So see, oh, you want to buy this online. Once your body scan is stored, your wife or you or whoever can get the perfect size belt, the perfect size dress, the perfect suit, and only the richest will have the perfectly tailored suit to their body scan. See there? I mean, that's from 12 years ago, and we were able to pull it up for you right there. We're not making any of this up. This is a total beast grid of control. In fact, Amazon announced today that they are now selling more Kindle downloads of ebooks. They've passed that Rubicon, more digital books than paper books. The problem with that is, in the future, they can basically change digital books simultaneously and edit things and put them into the memory hole and not have physical copies of books. So it's very, very dangerous. I'm all for ebooks. But the fact that it's being phased out is dangerous. And it's going to be the same thing with clothing lines. You're not going to be able in the near future, and I mean within a decade, to go into most stores and buy new clothes. It's going to all be online, and you're going to go online and shop because clothes are all going to be individually fitted. You watch. Just like within 3 years, more than half the Air Force will be unmanned, half of their aircraft. And they plan by 2025 to have no aircraft but troop carriers and maintenance-carrying aircraft or aircraft that deliver tanks, things like that. The entire fighting force of attack, aircraft, and bombers will be robotic because humans can't take the G's that a robotic plane can have, and that edge against other enemies, it's going to be unstoppable. The point is, then that allows globalists to pre-program everything individually and now compartmentalize the population in the government, in the corporate structure, in the military, even more, where A, people don't know what's going on, and they can be lied to more easily, and B, the globalists can launch entire robotic false flag attacks and blame it on whoever they want. They can shut the web off and claim enemies did it. They can send in a Saudi of 3,000 drone bombers to attack any country they want, and all they've got to have is the robotic assembly lines at the air bases to reload the aircraft and fuel them and simply have technicians there to make sure all the computers are working. So they might need 1/20. That's some of the Pentagon estimates I've seen. Don't believe me. Just search anything I say. Because all humans are biological computers. I'm a biological computer. My brain is pretty well trained to semi-photographic. And so you can just take anything I say and search it and find it for yourself. 1/20 of the force they need. And they'll just be disconnected techs in giant hangars in there working on the robotic aircraft and programming the robotic maintenance droids that are in there working on the equipment. Humans are obsolete. That's why 10 years ago, in the April issue 2000 of Wired Magazine, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, Bill Joy. You'll want to read that article. In fact, let's search that for people. Bill Joy, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. And he has a meeting with several hundred top technology leaders and owners, and they just said, they had a discussion. Do we kill everybody? We don't need them anymore? Or do we give them mindless games and entertainment? And the decision is basically soft kill you, slowly sterilize you, and get rid of your generations that way. And in the third world, they'll have wars and starvation to get rid of folks. But we're just not even meant to be here. This whole Google NSA global grid is an extermination grid in their own words. And I know you're not going to listen till it's too late. I understand most of you won't. Some people, though, are going to listen now. Why the future doesn't need us, Bill Joy. And was I right about the date? April 2000. Blow that up for folks so they can see it. My little wire fell out here. Let me plug that back in so I get my audio again. But there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I said I'd take your phone calls, and we'll do that till 8 after, and then Steve Watson's going to be joining us. Let's go ahead and talk to Austin, listening in New York to 1310 AM. And Austin, good to have you on with us, sir.
Well, Alex, it's so unbelievable to get through. I've tried so many times, and I'm actually glad that you're kind of all over the place with topics today, because what I wanted to talk about, I wasn't sure if it was going to be what you'd want to hear today. But first of all, I just want to thank you and Watson and Paul Craig Roberts and all the guys that you have on.
Well, listen, Austin, I want to thank you, but let me be specific. Maybe once or twice a week I say I want to hear from police that have got intel on evacuations in the Gulf. Or I'll say, I want to hear what you think about a depression. I mean, if I don't specifically say we're on this topic, it's always wide open.
Okay, well, the reason I called, I about a month ago, you were talking about the interfacing of different police agencies with the federal government to control population when they have a need. And you shouted out to law enforcement and military people to call in to kind of add a little bit of foundation to the things you were saying. And I tried and tried to get in for a couple of days, and I couldn't. I'm a retired lieutenant from New York State, from the Correction Department. And I was the regional training lieutenant for the southern part of New York State. I was responsible for the in-service training of a couple thousand staff. And I was also very involved in peace officer status training in New York State and also special ops training. So I've got a kind of a background in this stuff. And when you were talking about what the state is being taught to do by the federal government, it all of a sudden clicked. Things I remembered from my past career, like back in the 70s when I was working for the Correction Department, they had a riot. I'm sure you heard of the Attica riot.
Yes.
And the Correction Department decided to have what they call a Correction Emergency Response Team, kind of like Correction's version of SWAT, to deal with prison disturbances. And it was at a time of fiscal crisis in New York State. We weren't getting raises and all that kind of stuff. They had no money. And yet we were buying all this equipment. And I remember us guys asking, like, how do we afford this stuff? And yet we can't run our prisons and we have to save paperclips. Oh, it's federal money. And I'm like, federal money being used to buy equipment for state correction response teams. And I remember one of my supervisors telling me, yeah, well, the agreement is that in time of need, we will interface during civil disruptions with the federal government because they've agreed to buy us all this neat stuff.
And again, they take money from the state, they send it back, and they make the state dependent on the feds. That's why the feds lobbied at the state legislatures in the last 20 years to where when states seize drug money, a state or local agency, they don't get to keep any of it. But if you give it to the feds, the states get 85% back, making you always do drug raids under federal control. Everything to destroy states and local control. Go ahead.
And I watched guys. I mean, like I said, I worked for like, you know, 30 plus years for the state. So I saw a lot of stuff, and I met a lot of guys, and I just paid attention. And I remember thinking to myself, this stuff isn't legit. You know, there's just something not right about all this stuff. And I you know, one thing that happened actually almost 20 years after that, you remember the Woodstock concert?
Yes.
Well, they had a 25th anniversary concert at Woodstock in New York State.
I remember a bunch of anarchists burned stuff.
Right. Well, what happened, what was really funny, was SEMO, which is the State Emergency Management Organization, New York State's version of FEMA, set up this command center. And I, at the time I was a sergeant, I hadn't been promoted to lieutenant yet, I got tapped to sit in this command post to just be ready for whatever during this big concert, because they knew there was going to be lots and lots of people. And it was unbelievable. They had federal agencies. Civil Air Patrol was there. And they had set up this scenario that they fortunately never had to use. In one of the maximum security prisons in New York, they had set up a staging area in the back recreation yard using military surplus cots, blankets, and pillows, where if they needed to arrest mass numbers of people, they were going to be able to take them to the rear recreation yard of a New York State prison to house them.
And really, that's a compartmentalized concentration camp drill, and then evidence later came out, but you say you were there, that those were provocateur anarchists that set the few fires. Stay there. I want to come back to you. I know we got a lot of other callers, but this is key information. And now, at the G20 in the U.S., England, Canada, it's the same. They hire provocateurs that the rest of the police don't know are provocateurs to sell the media, the police, everyone, that citizens have to be arrested. And whether it was the RNC in 2004 or other events, they then take them to these emergency FEMA centers.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? In producing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Look, everything is about brainwashing police, military, and local officials, and the public. I have all the Pentagon documents. I've made films about it. We've had expert guests, former JAG officer generals on to tell you there is a takeover. by the Pentagon, and now it's called NORTHCOM, 400,000 troops they want domestically, regular Army and Marines doing checkpoints, mayors in Illinois and California and New York State calling for, quote, martial law, same thing in Wisconsin. It's all exposed in my film, The Obama Deception. It is exposed in this documentary that they've been censoring. You can get four of the DVDs for $19.95. That's less than $5 a piece. You can get 10 for $4 a piece. For $39.95, you can get 10 of The Obama Deception. Part two of it, that basically covers the most up-to-date info, is Fall of the Republic. This is part two of The Obama Deception. They're all available at InfoWars.com on the online shopping cart. And this is complex stuff. This is a long-term strategic takeover. It took me deep research to figure out that Google wasn't just with the government. It is the government, but a corporate government taking over. Now it's mainstream news in the Washington Post because they're just throwing it in your face. And we need to warn police and military now, because I can't tell you how many phone calls, how many emails, how many people in uniform, police officers, TSA workers, off-duty, you know, city employees all over the country have said, I didn't understand what was going on at work until I saw your film, and everything in there I'd already seen, but pieces of it. How do you know all this? Well, I did the research. The globalists have got millions of people working for them, so they've got to write up what they're doing. They always put it in a palatable way, and they always spin it like it's good. But when you know history, and then you get the deeper congressional hearings on Rex 84 from the 80s, that's when we found out the plan. Total martial law, millions of people to be arrested. But first, they've got to drill everybody. So they'll say, martial law's coming for the flu. Then it doesn't happen, but you've been drilled to accept it. The public's been drilled. It's the same thing over and over again. It's a slow incremental takeover towards the financial collapse. So now we're coming to the wall here. We're coming to the cliff. We're coming to the end of the road, and that's why it's getting so crystal clear. Austin, any other info?
Yeah, just a couple of quick things, Alex. I just appreciate you letting me come back on. One of the things I taught at the Correction Academy in Albany, New York for years was the code and canon of ethics in law enforcement. And I noticed that there was this really weird disconnect that a lot of the people in my training sessions considered ethics not to be an individual thing, that it was a department that was responsible for the ethical operation, and that the officers as individuals were just supposed to, I called it the Eichmann defense. I was just following orders, you know. And as long as they were following orders, then they were doing the right thing. And I would just reach out and speak to my law enforcement brothers that ethics is individual. It is not corporate. And the only way that the monster New World Order can win is if everybody steps in line with them.
That's right. Peace officers were always trained to act individually, to follow the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, to have that code, and to operate with autonomy. But now it's corporatized with a structure where you do what you're told.
And the New World Order and the big, big takeover cannot be successful without the guys where the tire meets the road. And if you will not follow unlawful orders, if you realize that ethics is individual and just don't do it, they can't win.
God bless you, Austin. Call back again. I'm glad you got through. So many great peace officers and guardians of the Republic out there. And that's why individuals, as citizens, have to speak up and say when things are wrong, so that police and military and government recognize what they're doing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.